Tribe skipper Tito Francona joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona. Let's talk a little bit about this 2016 season. So close the past couple of years and getting back to postseason. You got to think, I'm assuming that's the ultimate goal this year.
Always, and that'll never change. But I think there's a way to get there. I don't know that it's good to talk about it every day. Sometimes, if you look behind, we look behind just enough to learn from our mistakes, but not to get that hangover. And we don't look too far ahead, because if you do, you miss what's right in front of you. So obviously our goals are lofty, but there's a way to get there. And that's by, in spring training, going out every day and trying to get better every day at something. And our guys do a good job of. There's a lot of cooperation with this group, and that's one thing I've noticed since I've been here, which we really appreciate. It makes it fun because, we know we need to get better, and we don't have to do a lot of pulling and pushing to try to get them to agree to it.
One of the things that the club's been through the past couple of years is kind of fighting uphill. The slow start puts you behind the eight ball, then you make the charge at the end, but you end up just a couple of games close. I'm sure if you had the answer, you'd bottle this, but how do you get out of the gates a little bit quicker?
There's a lot of different ways to say it, but once we get into our stride, or whether you call it rhythm or grind of the season, however you want to say it, we seem to be okay. We need to get there quicker. And, that's something we've talked about. I don't think hitting them over the head with it's going to make them play any better, but I think we do need to understand that, or like I said, find our rhythm. Our game is such a rhythm game. And in April, especially in the East, sometimes, there's snow, there's weather, there's a lot of delays. We need to be better about finding our stride and do it quicker, because once we find it, we're okay.
Talk a little bit about some of the newcomers this year, the Mike Napolis, the Rajay Davis, Juan Uribes, what they bring to this already very good nucleus of a baseball team.
Well, I think, we wanted to add so we could, we needed to score more runs. At the same time, we didn't want to weaken our defense. I think we all saw how much better it was when we played very good defense the last couple months of the year. Napolis fits that mold, and it's hard to find right-handed power. Rajay Davis is a guy that was kind of a thorn in our side and, can run and do some things to disrupt the game. And then Uribe is a veteran that loves to win, can catch the ball at third, will add some offense, and we can give him a blow here and there with either, with Ramirez or something. I mean, the guys fit really well on our roster.
Talking to Tito Francona, Indians manager, here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. From the managerial perspective, I wanted to ask you real quick about the rule changes that were instituted this year. The real short, quick trip to the mound now, and then obviously the neighborhood play, as they call it. Your thoughts on those two rules changes?
The short trip doesn't really affect me, because when I go out there, I'm taking a pitcher out. So if, for Mickey, he understands that he's going to have to get out there maybe a little quicker if he wants to spend some time with the pitcher. And those are the important visits. So that's okay there. The neighborhood play, I'm actually kind of glad about it. I always felt like, if the rule says you're supposed to stay on the bag, you're supposed to stay on the bag. You start talking about neighborhood and there's so much ambiguity. There won't be anymore. And I also like the idea of sliding straight into the bag, because we don't want to get guys hurt. You start to think old school, whatever. I understand sliding into second was part of the game, but sliding away from the bag doesn't necessarily, that's not how it was supposed to be, and it kind of evolved into that.
Tito, are you comfortable with the game constantly being tweaked somewhat? Do you sometimes wish they would just step back and say, hey, let these guys play the game the way it was meant to be played?
No, I actually think they've done a really good job of it. I mean, they never do anything on the fly. And the guys that are making these decisions, when you start talking about like Joe Torre or Tony La Russa, I mean, those are guys that have been around the game, longer than myself, and they've been in the dugout and they've played and they've managed. And every time they do something like this, they think about it for a while, and then they run it through test periods, whether it's the minor leagues or the fall league. And by the time it gets to us, there's a pretty good chance it's going to work. And they do an amazing job of explaining it to us. So I guess at first I was concerned about kind of what you said, but everything that they've implemented, I've been really pleased with, and how they've done it and the cooperation that's gone into it.
We appreciate you stopping by. And we got other people
anytime.
To talk to.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Tito Francona joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.